Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we ask one simple question. How scouse is this baby?
Why don't you ever want to go to sleep?
Look at daddy.
You've got energy. I've got your bottle, I've got your teddy, and then you started kicking off.
And the computer.
I know, but I thought that's what you wanted to do.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Please do tell tale of your weekend using just emojis. The number is 81215. They magically appear on my screen. Richard Tuck was the first to get in touch this morning, everybody. He says, going through Scotland football deja vu.
Oh.
And he's used the... I don't know how it works, though, because he's used the Scotland flag emoji,
yeah.
Then a horse emoji, oh, then yes. The chocolate ice cream emoji. I can't quite figure out what he means by that. But yes, to Richard and to all the Scotland fans out there, sorry.
Yeah.
Awful. I'm so pleased I didn't stay up for the entire game, which I had planned to do.
Yeah, I watched the first half and that
I didn't even make it through the first half of the first half because obviously we have to go to bed early, but 90 plus 10 is no
that
fun for anybody,
brutal,
let alone a Scotland fan. Yeah, so let's just take a moment, shall we? I'm going to take the music out so we can just... Let's do this until the emergency signal.
And then a really inappropriate song will kick in. It'll
Chumba
be like,
Wumba for the Scots. That's what we're going to get you. Yeah. Or Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Steve from Romford. It's very base, this, but, you know, it gets the message across. It's 4 pints of beer emoji, 4 glasses of whiskey emoji, 2 vomiting face emojis. And Steve simply says, it was a messy one day.
We get a lot like that.
Happens to us all. Get this from Nick. I won't go through the emojis, there's too many. I'm just going to... The explanation that Nick kindly sent in. Went to the races, won the first race, and then got the train back to Twickenham, where in our local pub, Leona Graham was DJing. Well, they were desperate to get in, but the kids were too young and it was too late for them to go into the X-rated Leona Graham DJ set.
Oh, it's late night.
A pub over in West London.
One of the emojis is a slash's hat. That's amazing.
Nicely done, Nick. Nicely done. So keep them coming. Tale of your weekend in emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Car emoji, train emoji, beers, cheers in emoji, burger, beers, beers, guitar, beers, guitar, beers, guitar, beers, guitar, beers, guitar, beers, guitar, rock horn hand sign, beers, train, car. If you're just joining us. That is Chris in Cornwall's weekend in emojis. Says, feeling it today with the 5 a.m. wake up. Chris had a whirlwind 24 hours from West Cornwall all the way up to London town on Saturday to see the Foo Fighters live.
I see.
And that was how it went down for Chris.
Wow. With all those beers, it's alarming that it ended with the car emoji.
Yeah. Maybe. Hopefully that's back to
next day. Yeah. We assume that's a cab. Yeah. We pray that's a cab. Rock hand emoji, begins Lisa in Peterborough. Guitar, beers. There's a theme here, isn't there? Train. Clock tired. Lisa says she lost her Foo Fighters virginity at the London Stadium. Hopefully she didn't meet Chris in Cornwall. blown away by Shane Hawkins. Oh, always such an incredibly moving moment in the shows, aren't they? Lisa's been singing Hero ever since. A slow train home. Lisa is still hungover today and she's going to be teaching 8-year-olds.
Oh my God.
She says, you are welcome. Kids. There we go. Your weekend in emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised, here he is with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Matt.
Well, it's a bit of a Scouse special this morning, Dave.
Okay.
Mersey-based memeage galore over the weekend. First, Wayne Rooney has a nighty-night time foot rub revelation.
I saw
you may have seen this. He was talking to Gary Neville about how John Terry and Frank Lampard used to have a very unusual nighttime routine while away on England duty. Here it is.
You had dinner, you're just winding back and you have a massage.
I used to get one about 9, but then always after me was the last ones was JT and Lamps, and then they used to get Bill, who was the Chelsea masseuse, was in there. He'd massage them, and then they'd go in bed, and they'd go in, they'd get the feet out the end of the bed, he'd massage the feet, massage the feet till he fell asleep, and then he'd tuck them in.
Do you know who said...
I mean, that's so weird. Lamps and JT are thrilled the way Rue has shared that story publicly.
You've said what? Our secret little massage at night time.
I mean, I have been asking the Hypebeast Womble to do that for me for years, and he's... It's the show masseuse, Mark.
I just love the idea of Bill creeping out. Oh, he's gone to sleep. Okay, no, night, John.
Do you think that's
out.
What it is, or do you think they've requested he comes in and help them go to sleep?
Yeah, but afterwards, once they're asleep, he has to creep out.
That's so doesn't he?
Tucks them in and goes, okay, I'll leave you now. Frank.
Night, just need to use white noise like everyone else.
Wayne Rooney was next door with his hairdryer blasting out. He doesn't need the massage, does he? Yeah.
It's an unusual story. Tournament time as well.
When they're on the England duty, so it's
not
like,
just like a Wednesday night. So they were, Bill's coming over.
Wednesday in Stoke.
They do struggle to sleep.
Sure, Bill can massage you in the Catalan. Okay.
Yeah, they struggle to sleep. So I suppose whatever gets them off is fine.
I think a man called Bill massaging my feet in the pitch black would keep me more awake than I've ever been in my life. I'd be in a state of hypervigilance.
Hello, Glenn, it's me. Bill. I've crawled in here to reality from your worst nightmares.
Who the hell are you? I know, John Terry.
What? No. It's so bizarre. So bizarre.
This little piggy went to market. Oh, please stop, Bill. Please.
And anyway, staying with the Scouse theme.
Yes.
One of the most shared clips I've had ever, possibly, on the social media. Oh. Loads of people have sent this over the weekend. You may well have seen the Scouse baby babbling. So we all know the Scouse cat. That seemed ridiculous, didn't it, when a cat was Scouse?
That is a Scouse cat.
I have a Scouse accent. This baby can't even talk, but is noticeably Scouse. And here's the clip of him talking to his mum as she's trying to put him to sleep. Here they are.
Why don't you ever want to go to sleep? You got energy? I've got your bottle, I've got your teddy, and then you started kicking off.
And the kazoom.
Okay, but we've had a nice day together, and then you're kicking off now.
I'm going to show you the kazoom.
But why?
I'm
looking
away.
Okay.
Matt, you just played the clip of Wayne Rooney again.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say, maybe. Please, just massage my feet and then leave the room.
I'm not sleeping. Where's Bill? Don't tell me he's with lamps again. Where is he? Come on in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is all about you seeing the Manic Street Preachers and Suede together before your very eyes in Edinburgh as we play the Manic Mix-Up. Joining us right now on line one is Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Danny is a fan of Absolute Radio 90, so this is like the dream gig, Danny.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play you the Manic Mix-Up one more time so you can just have another little listen to it. Then I need you to pick out two songs. One is a song from the Manics, the other a song from Suede. Here we go. Danny, put us out of our misery. What are the two songs there, please?
Right, I think it's Animal Nitrate by Suede.
Mm-hmm.
And Everything Must Go by...
Everything Must Go by
the Manics.
Yeah, don't confuse yourself, because I've been sat here singing A Design for the last 10 minutes. So don't do what I have done. Danny, congratulations. Yes. You've won the tickets.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in on 90s, my friend. Enjoy the gig. It is
going
to be epic. No, the pleasure is all ours. And don't forget, on the Home Time show from 4 p.m, Bush and Rich, you've got your chance to be at the same gig, but in London.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, throughout the broadcast this morning, from time to time, I've mentioned we have something new and very exciting to share with you. Well, guess what? The moment
has arrived.
Hello.
Live radio.
Hello.
Exclusive playlist.
Hello.
Say hello.
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 Say hello.
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 Say hello to Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations.
Say hello to Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio and our family of stations. It's our brand new app that brings it all together. Live radio, playlists, and the best of Absolute Radio on demand. With Rayo, you can instantly find playlists to match your mood, catch up on shows you've missed, pick up listening where you left off, and discover great new shows that start whenever you are ready to listen. Say hello to Rayo and listen to everything from Absolute Radio 60s.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Through to Absolute Radio Country.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
Via stations like Absolute 80s.
Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand. Just like that river twisting through.
It is the home of the amazing on-demand content from this weekend's Isle of Wight Festival.
Sunday night on Absolute Radio. This must be the Isle of Wight.
Plus, our on-demand documentaries, including Dave Grohl, Everlong.
And I wonder.
There's deep dives into the music you love with Tim's Listening Party.
The Brits were, you know, pretty quick to embrace you. What are your memories of that time?
It's the first time we ever felt famous. We heard our song on the radio for the very first time.
Wow.
And for the very second time.
Wow.
And we were looking at each other like, are we the most famous band ever?
Plus, download and stream unique playlists, including Forgotten 90s. Rock and roll football anthems. The classic rock after party. Plus, you can wake up with us
in the paddling pool and bouncing away.
The imagery is beyond cute.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Freeze in one hand.
Love it. What a tune.
And go home with Bush and Richie across all 9 stations. Rayo is something our boffins have been working on for a little while, and we really think you're going to like it. So, we're not announcing it's coming soon or making you wait to get your hands on it. Rayo is yours today. You can get it right now. This show is streaming live on Rayo as I say these words. Just search Rayo, R-A-Y-O, in your app store and get started and say hello to Rayo, the brand new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I think we're all going to remember where we were when we said hello to Rayo for the first time. I've been playing with it. So when you get the new app, it asks you, it goes, what are you into? What kind of cat are you?
Oh, yeah.
It does it in a breezy, cool way as well. And then you just kind of put in your preferences. So I went for Absolute Radio, of course.
Obviously.
Then 60s. 70s, 80s, 90s. Plotspur, I didn't stray far off the brand.
Right.
I put some pop music in there as well.
Okay, yeah,
I put some chilled stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
First thing it did, and I like this about Rayo, after giving all that information, it recommended this show to me.
Oh, imagine if it hadn't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd like those guys on Kiss. You should really go and check them out, Dave. So I've paused our own show.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm playing our own show and pausing it. So that was the song we just played on the main station. And Too Sweet, the brand new one. And then I've stopped him.
Yeah.
And he's back again.
Oh.
Now, I know this is just me pressing play and pause. I'm aware of that, but I like this.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Mm. I do like this. Matt, have you put your preferences in?
I've put my
Ken
preferences
Bruce all the
in.
Way, you
yeah,
are, aren't you?
Yeah, well, no. I was just watching The Streets live at the Isle of Wight Festival, just having a listen to that from some of the content on Rayo here. But, I mean, I love it. And also, I've got all the Absolute ones with a bit of Kistry and a bit of Magic at the Musicals.
Oh, really?
Because I'm a complex individual. You can't pigeonhole.
You can't pigeonhole. You're like that you can still surprise me after all these years. That's very nice. Matt's absolutely right there. Seeing The Streets, one of our all-time favourite artists there at the Isle of Wight Festival, we have all of the coverage of what was an incredible weekend. It is all available on Rayo. Go say hello.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is your weekly opportunity to show your freakishness to the world, to celebrate it, you beautiful thing. And complete the sentence, is it weird that I? Now, the number's 8-12-15. There's still time to get in touch this week. Now, Gemma has a little follow-on from Bill, who we heard from an hour or so ago on the show, who likes to open a packet of crisps and then leave them for a while before eating them so they're stale. Now, Matt, your theory was there are certain types of crisps that actually, in your opinion, this works for.
Yeah, only some, yeah. Mainly the maize-based ones, I think, pretty much. Yeah.
Well,
maize, cornstarch.
Well, yeah. Gemma is chucking the Wotsits in there.
Ah, yes, nice.
She says, hi, Dave, I thought it was the only weird one that leaves crisps to go stale, but I leave Wotsits till they turn chewy. They're so Moorish.
One of the highlights of any children's party is going up to the bowl of Wotsits. They've been aired for a good couple of hours and then chewing away. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the germs on those little bad boys.
Oh, yeah, the germs are a downside. Yeah.
You go to texture. Sometimes kids' parties, you're not even invited to.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saunter up to the table.
You turn up at the right time, you got your chewy Wotsits, and then you get some cake.
Yeah, there
the
you go.
Well.
Yeah, when's little, what's his name again? When's he going to blow out the candles? Because it's pudding time for me. I've eaten a whole bowl of chewy Wotsits. Thanks very much indeed. So Gemma, you are not alone. And that's one of the reasons we do this feature, so you know you're not alone. Anna's got in touch. I fear she may be alone. I don't want to, get that out of the trap straight away. But she says, Dave, is it weird that I count letters? They have to fit into 7, 14 or 24. So we tried calling Anna, but her phone's off.
Yeah.
She says, which I like, you send something in that's a bit weird, then just turn your phone off in case Dave calls me and wants me to go on air.
Yeah.
So sometimes 10 or 20, depending on how I feel. You can't cheat. Right. Let me give you an example. Absolute is 8, radio is 5. That makes 13. Add a space for 1, you've got 14. I do it all day. Capitals are count as 2.
Wow.
Space is for 2, but it's not has to be an even number. Love the show. Listen every day, Anna.
Wow. That's pretty
Thanks,
unique,
Anna.
Isn't it? I think.
Absolute is 8, radio is 5. So that makes 13.
Yeah.
Add a space for 1, you have 14.
Right.
So Absolute Radio is number 14 in Anna's mind. Capitals can count for 2 spaces.
Can they?
For 2
okay.
spaces for 2, but it has to be even, people. So before you go doing this and ripping this off and saying it's your own, don't forget.
I want to say, or what? What happens?
Yeah, I don't know what happens.
What happens? What happens?
Yeah.
The fact that Anna's turned her phone off is rather ominous, isn't it, for us all?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and you are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It is a charm having you on board. So let's talk about real music mattering, shall we? Because this weekend was, of course, the Isle of Wight Festival. And
That's
it was
amazing.
Everything we hoped and dreamed it would
Sounded
be.
Sounded amazing. That Prodigy headline set was unbelievably good.
Goodness me. And of course, we had you covered. Sarah Champion and Ben Burrell were backstage. Now, we've put you on the stage. We've put you backstage. We've put you far, far away in a field while you gathered your thoughts. Basically, whatever your vision for the Isle of Wight Festival was, we had you covered.
Was it all a dream? Could all that live music really have happened? In just one weekend? On one island? With one radio station? Staffed only by sexy individuals.
You look awesome!
Bringing you all the hard-hitting, rocking action. Yes, that's actually what went down at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. Here come the clips.
In all my years at Absolute Radio, I can confidently say I've never played Let's Have a Kiki.
We had a bit of a sing-song.
What else? Were there interviews?
What a segue that is. Johnny Marr.
And I saw that you were featured on a Girls Aloud album.
I wouldn't say featured, more like got press gang. You know, I played loads of Crowded House.
The opening night of the Isle of Wight Festival.
Sarah Champion, you didn't embarrass yourself, but it was a wonderful moment early when you were talking to Crowded House about Private Universe, your favourite Crowded House song. Yeah. Just remind me what you said.
I said I might have a private moment to Private Universe.
Got a little goosebumps when you were telling me that.
I instantly regretted it.
Next, you'll be telling me that we had bands performing on our radio station.
Excellent radio!
Weren't they incredible?
They were so good.
Well, truly, this level of commitment could only come from a radio station who cares about real music.
A place where real music matters.
That would be Absolute Radio.
There's a lot of songs on that record
that
are incredible, yeah.
And we care so much, we're putting even more live highlights in our fancy new Rayo app. Hear the best of the weekend whenever the mood takes you. Say hello to Rayo.
Hello.
And download now wherever you get your apps. The Isle of Wight Festival 2024.
People, here we go, let's hear it.
So much.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm predictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time.
Thanks, Isle of Wight. We had the time of our lives.
And so it's probably well worth noting that all of the best bits of the biggest performances from across the weekend are waiting for you on demand in the Rayo app. It is the new way to listen to Absolute Radio and our family of stations. Download Rayo wherever you get your apps. Plus, get this, there is a full hour of Isle of Wight Festival coverage tonight with Danielle Perry from 9 p.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the rumours are true. Despite the money being won on Friday by lovely listener Susan, it's back.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Only this time, Wix want to give our winner £5,000 worth of Wix gift card goodness. My word. So can you match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team? If you can, you can have that weighty gift card, my friend. Now, I'm looking for five professional footballers from any league or tournament in the world from any period in history. And hoping to win this morning on line one is Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Michael, hello. Welcome along to the show. So we're doing this, obviously, because it's the Euros. We're all sad that Scotland didn't make it out of the group. Are you an England fan or are you supporting a different nation?
No, I'm an England fan.
How do you think we're going to do, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. Given the first two games, can't be too sure, can you? You just hope that there's going to be a bit of a better, much improved performance in the final game. Yeah.
100%. Who do you support at club level, Michael?
I'm a West Ham fan for my team.
West Ham fan. Now, here's an interesting... You'll know this, Michael, but this fact blew my mind. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the fixtures are pretty much random generated, right?
Right.
That's right.
West Ham do not have a fixture outside of London until November.
Why?
I know, that's amazing.
It is amazing. Just mix it up a little. Yeah, they got their first nine fixtures are all London-based football clubs.
Yeah, home comforts and all that, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, listen, Michael, talking of randomly selected, I'm going to spin the random player generator. We're going to see who you're playing five players, £5,000 with this morning. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Dyson.
His name is Matty and he's Scatty.
Yes.
He's also the host of Rock and Roll Football, so he knows his
stuff.
Good
luck, Michael. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
Okay then, Michael, as you know, I'm going to give you five first names. What you need to try and do is conjure a name, a complete name, of a professional football player. I'm going to give Matt the same five names. If he says the same, then you can have £5,000 to spend in Wix. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first name this morning is Jude, J-U-D-E.
Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four. What?
That was the wrong time to take a sip of coffee for me.
I just couldn't believe you were drinking and you said four simultaneously. Okay. Your next name is Chloe. C-H-L-O-E, Chloe.
Chloe Kelly, maybe?
Your next name along is Luke. L-U-K-E, Luke.
Luke Shaw. Sorry, I have to give you the full name. Yeah.
Got it. Thomas
Hitzelsberger.
Wow. All right. Nice. And finally, your name is Pablo.
Pablo Fornals.
How do you want me to spell that, or should we just hope that...
F-O-R-N-A-L-S, ex-West Ham player.
Oh.
Now plays for Betis.
Oh. right, Michael, we have got your five players' names. Well handled, my friend. We're going to play a song, and then Matt Dyson is in play, so please do wait right there.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
£5,000 with Wix.
Yes, £5,000 with Wix. This time you are playing for £5,000 worth of Wix gift card goodness. For example, you could get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find all the inspiration and advice you need for your next garden project at wix.co.uk. Our competitor, Michael, has given us his five names. Mm-hmm. Scatty Matty is now back in the studio and ready to play. Good luck, Michael.
Cheers, Dave.
OK, here we go. Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Your first player's first name mm-hmm. is Jude.
Bellingham.
Correct, yeah. Let's put that one in there.
Nice little gimme to start us
Bellingham.
Off.
Next up, Chloe.
Chloe Kelly.
Yes. That's what Michael said.
Nice.
That's the only Chloe I know.
Yes.
We also have, next up, the name... Luke.
Well, he's returning to fitness, we're told. It has to be Luke Shaw, doesn't it?
Luke Shaw is correct.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Okay, Michael, that's three out of five so far. Woo-hoo. Just two players' names remaining. As I say to you, Thomas.
Thomas. Specifically Thomas, not Tom, but I don't know if that helps, to be honest. There's not many Thomases, are there? We can't do Thomas as a surname either, can we? No. Thomas Partey is the biggest Thomas I know.
It's a big Thomas, but not as big as Hitzelsberger.
Thomas Hitzelsberger. Wow. It's a blast from the past.
Which means,
Michael, was a hard
unfortunately,
one, Michael,
you've not won the gift card.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Muller's the obvious one.
Yeah, I think Muller's the obvious
one. Oh, yeah.
Because of the Euros, yeah.
What have you got? So you've not won the gift card, Michael, annoying. That's evidence. But I'm interested to know if it is four out of five, as I say to you, Pablo.
Oh, Pablo. There's some big ones springing to mind. One that doesn't play football. Pablo.
Picasso.
Yeah. Escobar. No, Fornals. Fornals. Yeah.
Yes, it's Pablo correct. Fornals. Yeah.
Wow. I can't think of many other footballers called Pablo.
I have never hovered over the wrong answer sound effect so much as that.
I struggle to think of any others.
I'm instantly going to press it.
Are there any other good ones?
I can't. I don't know, but Fornals, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's from the host of Rock and Roll Football right there. ladies and gentlemen.
But it's all for naught.
Yeah, it's all for naught. Oh. Your undoing was always going to be Hitzelberger.
Yeah, it was.
It's a great one. Michael, lovely talking football with you. Good luck to the Hammers for next season. We'll speak to you real soon.
Cheers, Dave.
Yeah, nice one, Michael. Cheers, Michael. Take care, man. So that means we're going to be playing a game tomorrow. £5,000 to spend in Wix. If you'd like to have a go, it is 0330-123-1215. That's 0330-123-1215.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Monday morning, to thank you for tuning in and joining in. Of course, the whole show lives on forever in podcast form, available wherever you do your pod dealings, and you can join us anytime you like via our brand new app. It is time to say hello to Rayo. But the podcast, well, it needs a name, and there can be only one. Matt Dyson, are you ready for this?
What is it?
The Stoke-on-Trent foot massage.
Yes, a wet Wednesday night in Stoke in the social hour this morning. Lovely stuff.
That's going to be available in about 5 minutes' time. Available next, Leona Graham. She's going to be here with the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter that competition that everybody's talking about. The one that could see you win £250,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. in fact. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.